I was wondering when you finally show up. You really know how to keep a girl waiting, don't you? I've been up here for hours. But I guess you've been busy. What with the cleanup and everything. I bet they're calling for your head. Just mine? I guess that's fair. How many are dead? That's more than I expected. More than I wanted. Why? Why? After all of this, you still can't figure it out. I did it for you. I did it all for you. I did it because I love you. I want you. But you only ever saw me as your plucky little sidekick. I had to make you see me as more than that. Someone to take seriously. Of course I know what I've done. Don't fucking insult my intelligence. I was trained by the best after all. If you had any idea how long it took to get this right, I planned for months. I thought of everything. Right down to you and me on this very rooftop. Can't say I expected this rain, though, but it does add a little certain something, don't you think? You have to stop me? You can try. What's there to stop? It's already done. The bombs went off, and the bodies are being counted already. Stay down! I already told you once. It's over. I won. There's nothing you can do anymore. Just lay there and listen to me for once. You should have seen this coming. You knew me better than anyone else. You knew I loved you, and yet you still spurned me. You just let us go on like everything was all right. We lived together, worked together, shared meals together. Almost every waking hour, we were inseparable. We were practically married already, and yet you still denied it. I did everything you asked of me. Everything. I gave up my life for you. I even wore your stupid little outfit with the skirt and everything. Do you know how embarrassing it is to fight in that thing? What kind of fucking color scheme is... Sorry. I digress. As I was saying, it's over. You're done. You were done before your day even began. I expect your breakfast this morning. Now that you've spent your energy with all the chaos downtown, it should be kicking in. Face it, you're completely helpless. I can wrap my hand around your throat like this. And end it all right here. It'd be sad for sure. But what's an origin story without a little tragedy? I could sit here on top of you and just watch you fade away. I'd see that look in your eyes as you finally realize you love me. That you've always loved me. It'd almost be worth it just to know for sure. But I'm tired of waiting you to come around. I'm living for myself now. I'm taking what I want. It's not quite as romantic as I hoped, but I'll have to do. Doesn't this feel right? Don't you want me? You love me, just say it already. please. No. No? Why? It's okay, baby. I think I get it. This can't be easy for you. Seeing your sidekick betray you like this, I can understand why you might not be ready for it yet. So I'll do you a favor and get you started, okay? I'll make it easy for you. Let me just get these off of you. And then I'll take mine off too. Now, just try to enjoy it while I jerk you off, okay? I need you to enjoy this for me. Please. Please, just give me what I want. Get lost in the feeling of me pumping your cock like this. Please. That's it. That's what I was looking for. Coming around. Just breathe, baby. Keep that blood pumping. Your cock is growing harder in my hands. God. This brings back memories. Do you remember that one time you walked in on me? I was in the shower. How could you forget? It was just after the attack on Natro. You were tracking down that cult through the underground, trying to stop them from sending off any more bombs. We finally found them. They scattered like rats in every direction. They led us through sewers for hours before we caught them all. By the time we got back to HQ, I couldn't think of anything besides sitting in the shower for the next 12 hours just to feel clean again. Then you walked in. You didn't think I was still in there. You must have not heard me. It was an accident, of course, but there you were, so bruised and so beautiful. I knew right then and there that I loved you and I wanted you more than anything else in the world. I could feel your gaze. You were paralyzed, lost in a fantasy. Only when you caught me staring back did you snap out of it. You were so red from the embarrassment. You apologized and just ran back out the door. I wish you hadn't. I wish you could have kept looking. I wish you had taken me right there, in the midst of the blood and sweat and steam. But you never returned my affection. You were a gentleman who didn't want to act inappropriately. You kept your distance after that. Ashamed of your lust, I guess. There was nothing to be ashamed of, really. You're a man, same as any other. You have needs. Needs that I would have been happy to meet. This isn't working. You're still not hard enough for me. And all this fucking rain is just making this harder. I think you need a bit more lubrication. Are you crying? Are those tears I see? Stop it. It doesn't have to be like this. You made me do this. You forced my hand. Think of all the love that we could have shared. That we could still share. We could still be together, you know. There's nothing stopping you. Just because you're a hero and I'm your villain now, it doesn't mean anything. The idea of good and evil is bullshit anyway. Is it so wrong to love someone? To want to make them happy? Is it good to break someone's heart? To take everything away that they gave you and throw it on the fucking ground? Is it good to let a girl risk her life every night fighting maniacs and psychos just so she can be closer to you? I know it's a cliche to say, but Mayfair is not as different as you think. She shares so much already. It would be so easy for you. Just be with me. Forever. There. I think you're ready. I knew you had it in you. Just took a little help from your trusty sidekick. You're going to fuck me now. Fuck me like you should have all those years ago in the shower. I'm gonna show you what you've been missing. Oh shit. This cock is everything I ever dreamed of. Everything that kept me awake late at night. All alone in that empty wing you dumped me in. The wing you avoid like the plague. You take a night and retire to that room of yours on the other side of HQ. I'd still be up hours later, fucking myself to the thought of you in bed next to me. When I'd come, I'd scream as loud as I fucking could, hoping you could hear me echoing through the halls. You'd think something's wrong, that I'm in trouble and I need saving? That bedroom door would just burst open and there you'd be, my hero, catching me in the act. You definitely wouldn't be able to help yourself then. But you never came. You laid there every night, listening to me fuck myself to the thought of you, and you did nothing about it. That kind of self-control is almost admirable. Almost. We're past that now, though. You finally have me, and there's no more hiding. Doesn't my pussy feel good wrapped around you like this? Something warm to hide in from the cold rain? No. There's that word again. No. Well, why not? Why don't you just love me? What did I ever do to make you feel so disgusted by me? Everything I've done for you. Why wouldn't you just fucking love me, goddammit? Are you afraid of me? Is that it? Afraid of what I can do? I was a good girl. The best, even. I was a superhero just like you wanted me to be. But that wasn't good enough? No, that can't be it. No. I've seen you with other superheroes. Not just any superheroes, either. The kind that would tear you limb from limb if you broke their hearts. Do you remember Christmas 3 years ago? That party you threw at HQ? Almost everyone was there that night. We were having such a great time drinking and laughing and relaxing for once. And then there was me, hiding in the corner, practically a guest in my own home. I was still the old me then. I didn't know how to talk to anyone. But you did. I saw you flirting with her. You know, the one that wears the tight pink spandex. Only that night, she was just another slutty Mrs. Claus, and boy, did she have eyes for you. You know, it's kind of funny. Somehow, after all those years, you neglected to train me in your ways of seduction. I bet you wish you had now. Oh, I saw you two sneak off into one of the guest rooms, and I followed. I stayed hidden, stuck to the shadows, just like you taught me. I guess you were too drunk to notice me. I watched as she sucked your cock. I watched as you fucked her in which in every way and passed out. And you know something else? I watched as she blew three other guys that night, too. I watched and I cried. You don't deserve someone so unfaithful. You deserve me. I would be faithful. Every night when you come home, I would be there to massage you. To treat your wounds. To fuck the pain away. We would be in love. You wouldn't understand this yourself. I guess I'll have to make you understand. I'll have to make you mine forever. I want you to come inside me, baby. I want to make you come inside me. There's nothing you can do about it. We'll have a baby together. A son, a daughter. It doesn't matter to me. What do you want, honey? I think you probably want a son. Every man dreams of having a son. It's okay if we don't, though. We can always keep trying. I'll let you come inside me over and over and over again until we get one, just like you want. We'll be a family, a super family. You won't abandon me again. You wouldn't abandon me then, would you? No, I don't think so. Not a gentleman like you. You'd be forced to love me as I love you. How does that sound to you, honey? Because it sounds so fucking good to me. Will you be mine now? Forever and ever? Will you come for me, baby? Please. Please, I just want you to come. Please. 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 Please, I'm yours. Please. Please. Come. Yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I did it. After all these years, I can't believe it. Fuck. That was so good, wasn't it? You can finally admit it now. You love me, right? You love me. We're together forever now, honey. We're gonna be a family. Doesn't that sound good to you? Daddy.